servicing the buyer. Three ways that you add value to the buying process. Bullet counseling. You assist the buyer in acquiring and interpreting information about properties and their conditions. Your experience in the world of real estate can prove to be invaluable to buyers, especially first-time buyers who may need a little more hand-holding during the process. Bullet negotiating. You can help buyers arrive at a realistic offer for a property and assist them in planning a negotiating strategy. You know what the market is like and which properties are overpriced or underpriced. You know how to help buyers prepare an offer that will get accepted. Bullet managing the transaction. You will guide buyers through the complex paperwork required for a real estate transaction and make sure that the closing stays on track by checking in regularly with the parties, lenders, title company agents, etc., that work behind the scenes to close the deal. Real estate sales agents offer so much more to their clients than just these three services. What are some other ways that you add value to your buyers? Prospecting for buyers. In servicing your listing, you will be prospecting for buyers. Also, ongoing farming efforts will be bringing in buyers. Whether the buyers you work with buy your listing or another listed property, your efforts will be rewarded. Tips for prospecting for buyers? Bullet work open houses. Bullet develop contacts with the human resources departments of any major employers. Bullet have a buyer's section on your website that provides area information and links. Bullet post buyer-oriented articles on your website. Bullet obtain bridal registry lists from department stores. Bullet target renters in higher-end properties. Bullet FSBOs looking for a new home. Remind them sellers are paying the fee. Bullet solicit your current sellers. Bullet conduct home buying or other real estate-related seminars for your target buyer groups. Bullet give a home buying-related course through an adult learning venue. Bullet send out mailers to renters. You can use an apartment complex if the leasing manager allows you. Some people like to rent, not own, so you might not be seen as a threat. If your initial contact with a prospective buyer is by phone, then remember that your main goal is to secure an appointment with this person. You would like the buyer to come into the office and discuss his or her needs with you. If the buyer has called to ask about a particular advertisement he or she has seen, be sure to have information ready to discuss. For every bit of information you give, you should get some back. The following dialogue is an example of this. Buyer: how many bedrooms does this property have? Agent: it has 3 bedrooms. Is that enough for your family, or would you prefer 4 bedrooms? Buyer: I would prefer 4, but this is the neighborhood I really want to live in. Agent: I have several 4-bedroom listings in this neighborhood. Would you like to come in and discuss how they might meet your needs? Setting an appointment with a prospective buyer is, of course, the first step to working with them. Remember to give them the information about brokerage services, IABS, form, at the first face-to-face meeting, and explain their options regarding agency, representation, and the intermediary process. Once you cover this groundwork, it is time to qualify the buyer. Most buyers do not recognize the amount of time it takes a real estate professional to find a home for them because much of the work goes on behind the scenes. Develop lists of the tasks you will perform for buyers and realistic estimates of the time and money each will take. Qualifying the buyer. There are actually 2 types of qualifying going on at the same time in the process of getting to know buyers. First, and most obvious, is learning the financial qualifications of the buyer. Equally important, but less apparent, is the emotional qualification process. Are these prospects genuinely interested in buying, or are they just engaging in wishful looking? Both of these questions should be answered before you commit time and effort to work with these prospects. If the buyers are willing to sign a buyer representation agreement with you, it is a good indication that they are serious in their intention to buy a property. Many new agents are reluctant to ask personal questions of relative strangers, and that is exactly what the qualifying interview requires. Remember, you are a professional, an expert, and the buyers have contacted you for help. Just as a doctor will gather a medical history, you will gather background information to help you meet the buyer's needs and desires. Also, remember your promise to your sellers. All buyers viewing the listed property will be qualified. The sellers will not be inconvenienced by individuals who are not able to purchase their property. It is a good idea to begin your qualifying interview with a request for permission to ask the buyers some personal questions. You may even have a script or questionnaire that you can follow to gain the information you need. It is often easier to begin with the personal background questions than the financial ones. Remember that part of the purpose of this interview is to get to know the buyers. You should be listening carefully to gather all the subtle information that is conveyed by body language and tone of voice. Which spouse is the dominant party? Do they both want to move, or is one humoring the other? In this case, it may be impossible to find a property they can agree on. Do they have any urgency to buy, such as a job transfer, or an expiring lease, or a sold home? Are some of their likes and dislikes apparent? And can you use this information to help you choose which properties to show? Why do they want to move? Some of the basic things your interview should cover include bullet names, bullet current address, bullet number of people in the family, children, ages, names, pets, bullet how long have they been looking, bullet do they own or rent their current residence? If they own, is the property listed? If not, are they planning to list it, and when? Bullet. If they own, will it be necessary to sell their current home before they can buy another? Bullet. What are their places of employment? Bullet. How long have they been there? Bullet. How soon do they want to move? Bullet. Have they seen anything they really like? Bullet. How much do they expect to realize from the sale of their home? How much of a down payment do they have? At this point, you have an option. If the appointment was set up by phone, you could contact a mortgage representative and ask him or her to meet with your buyers to pre-qualify them. Pre-qualification of buyers is a service that many mortgage representatives are more than happy to provide. The mortgage professionals ask the financial questions, analyze them, and let the buyers know how much financing they will qualify for. The buyer is not obligated to the mortgage rep for this service, and it can save everyone a lot of wasted time and effort. Besides, many buyers are more comfortable being frank and open about their income and debt service with a mortgage representative than they are with you. Now, both you and the buyer are aware of the price range to shop. Some mortgage representatives will pre-qualify over the phone if they cannot come to your office. They will do a preliminary pre-qualifying interview and set up an appointment for a more formal meeting at a later date. If you cannot arrange a meeting with a mortgage representative, then you should do the qualifying interview. Again, it is a good idea to have a script or form that you fill in as you ask questions. This way, you will have all the information you need, and you will have it available if you need to check something at a later time. Your questions should include: bullet, what amount do you have for a down payment? Bullet, what is your current monthly combined income? Bullet, what is your current monthly debt, other than mortgage payments? Remember that in most cases, lenders will not allow borrowers to spend more than 28% of their monthly income, front ratio, on PT, the sum of monthly principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, the house note, so be realistic. It will work for the best in the long run. Do not forget about the back ratio. The back ratio is the ratio of the borrower's total recurring monthly debts, including such obligations as the house payment, payments on all installment debts, monthly payments on all junior liens, alimony, car lease payments, and other recurring payment obligations. In conventional lending, it is usually 36%. Both ratios must be satisfied. The income of the borrower is also critical, and the lender will verify all sources of income and evaluate both their reliability and longevity. If you show buyers their dream home before qualifying them, and the lender says, "No way," it will be tough to find anything in their price range that will satisfy them. You have made a serious tactical error if you find yourself in this position. Instead, by qualifying the buyers, you can guide them to the correct price range with courtesy and tact, and probably find them the perfect house for their needs. Many buyers will come to you today already pre-qualified, which eliminates many of these extra steps. Most have started their home search online and have found a mortgage lender through a site like LendingTree.com. If they are already pre-qualified, they know what their budget is, and after they sign a buyer's representation agreement with you, you can begin to show them properties that will work within their budget and their wish list. Keep in mind that they may have an inflated idea of the amenities they believe they should be able to have in their dream home. You may have to bring them back down to earth a bit, without completely dashing their dreams to the ground. You will be able to show them properties that may involve a little compromise on their part, but that will work for them in the long run. Financing. Many of today's sophisticated buyers have already researched their financing options. They come to you prepared to move ahead full steam. Others may come to your office utterly uninformed regarding their choices and the requirements to obtain any financing. You must understand different financing options and be ready to share your knowledge with the buyers. The following information on mortgages and financing will give you a solid foundation of information on which to build. Things like current interest rates and costs of loan origination will always be changing, and it will be necessary for you to keep up with those changes. Types of loans. There are three basic types of loans used to finance the sale/purchase of real property. FHA. The Federal Housing Administration insures FHA loans. These loans require a low down payment and are obtained through approved lenders. By providing insurance to the lender, the FHA attracts lenders to loans that they would not otherwise be interested in making. In order to qualify for FHA insurance, some conditions must be met. The FHA requires that the borrower be able to pay a mortgage insurance premium in monthly installments as a part of the regular loan payment. The FHA requires that the property be appraised before it will commit to insuring any loan. The maximum loan amount is set by the appraised value or the sale price, whichever is lower, and the buyer must pay the difference in cash. No secondary financing of any kind is allowed. Most FHA loans are made for 30-year periods, and the interest rates are set by the market conditions. Virginia. The Department of Veterans Affairs guarantees VA loans. These loans are often available with no down payment. The guarantee is free to the veteran. The veteran must receive a certificate of eligibility from the VA before applying for the loan. The property must be appraised by the Department of Veterans Affairs. A veteran who is applying for a VA loan must sign a document stating that he or she will occupy the property. As with FHA loans, most loans are for 30-year terms, and the interest rates are set by the market conditions. The maximum loan amounts for FHA and VA are changed periodically to accommodate changing values of real estate over time. Conventional. Conventional loans are neither insured nor guaranteed by the federal government. These loans often have requirements for a higher down payment of 20% of the market value or more, unless private mortgage insurance is to be paid by the borrower. On these loans, interest rates, loan-to-value ratio, and amortization periods are usually negotiable. A good rule of thumb is that the lower the down payment and the longer the amortization period, the higher the interest rate. Real-world scenario. Sarah is applying for a conventional loan and has a gross annual income of $158,250. Understanding needs. During the qualifying process, you should have determined quite a bit about your buyers. You have learned in what price range they have been financially qualified to purchase. You should also have determined their motivation, including their urgency to purchase, or at least their planned time frame. You will present yourself to buyers in much the same way that you present yourself to sellers. That is, you will introduce yourself and give the buyers information about you and your company. If you have earned the ABR designation through the NAR, you should let the buyers know. You, as required by law, will give the buyers the information about brokerage services and determine their choice as to representation. At this time, If the buyer has indicated a preference for a buyer's agent, it is appropriate for you to ask the buyer to sign a buyer representation agreement. This agreement, in effect, lists the buyer as your client. It also obligates you to act as an agent for the buyer. As buyer's agency becomes more popular across the nation, more and more buyers are asking for this level of service. If your buyers seem unsure about their choice, you may want to point out some of the advantages of buyer agency to them. These include, but are not limited to, the following. Bullet. In judging the buyer's needs, your duty of confidentiality enables the buyers to confide in you without fear of jeopardizing their negotiating position. Bullet, your loyalty to the buyers allows you to suggest alternative solutions to the buyer's needs, thereby increasing choices. Bullet, as a buyer's agent, you can concentrate on finding the best property for the buyer rather than finding the best buyer for the seller. Bullet, you can suggest protective clauses for the purchase agreement. Bullet, you can provide price counseling and suggest procedures to strengthen the buyer's negotiating position. Bullet, you can suggest financing alternatives, which may be in the buyer's best interests, rather than those that best serve the seller. Your goal is to discover what they are hoping to find in your area. Asking open-ended questions will produce useful information. For example, if you ask if schools are a concern, buyers will simply answer yes or no. However, if you ask if they have school-age children and follow up with a question about their interests, you will most likely receive a lot of information. Once you know about the children's activities, it seems natural to discuss how the parents spend their free time and the recreational activities that are important to them. If you are working with buyers who are relocating, you will want to show them several areas before looking at any specific homes. During the drive, you should continuously verify your assumptions and make adjustments to your planned showings if some of your impressions seem incorrect. If you are working with local buyers, they may have already indicated their preferred neighborhood, and that simplifies your job. Working with internet buyers. The use of online real estate sites and services has proven to be more than a passing fad. It has emerged as the new paradigm for home buying. Every year, NAR publishes statistics reporting on home buying and generational trends that illustrate the vital role that the internet has taken on in terms of home buying. According to NAR's research, the majority of buyers under the age of 71 take their first step toward home buying by looking online for properties. Sales agents that have been in the business for years have adapted to this shifting trend in the process and understand that today's buyers may not rely on an agent as their sole source of information. However, buyers need an agent for showings and data interpretation to answer questions and draw up offers and contracts, and for many other behind-the-scenes aspects of the business with which the average buyer may not be familiar. Buyers today are more informed, anonymous, and in control due to the power of the internet. Agents should not push the internet buyer to move faster or to reveal their identity sooner than they are ready to. Allow them to maintain some sense of control. What does this mean for you? Internet buyers perceive that they are doing some of the work for you, so you need to be prepared to identify the value-added services you offer that will give them the most benefit. You must also be willing to tailor your services to fit their needs. Appeal to their desire to utilize the internet as a tool to inform by offering them some helpful and informative sites that they can use, like PropertyShark.com. With Property Shark, users can search property records compiled from various sources of public information. Buyers can search the address of the property that they are interested in buying and view the history to make an informed decision before purchasing. Roomy.com. Roomy is a 3D design tool that offers virtual staging so that buyers visually configure furniture in a room, making it easier for them to decide whether or not a particular home will work for them. HUD.gov. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, offers buyers, especially first-time home buyers, several helpful links that answer questions about home buying programs in different states, borrowers' rights and predatory lending, as well as shopping for a home FAQs.